I won't be able to save them, I said, still pacing.
That is war.
Protecting the people here is my job. It is the only thing I know. It is all that I am. I cannot watch them all die because of my failings.
There is another path, he said, no emotion in his voice.
And what is that?
I halted my pacing, bracing myself on the back of the chair. Deliana does not necessarily want an invasion. She tried for an alliance first. Only when you upended those plans did she build an army.
You don't know what she is capable of. She will burn the city to the ground only because it pleases her. I retreated, his golden eyes tracking me as I leaned against the far wall. Allowing that witch to lay any claim here would spell destruction for Phaedra. He sighed and took another step towards me.
I have waged many battles, Astriel. Sometimes they are won on a battlefield, and sometimes they are won by yielding some small thing.
Another step. And bend to the will of a power-hungry sorceress? That is a concession our people may not walk away from.
Another step, and his hulking form cast me in shadow. I molded you into what you are, a force of nature.
His hands landed on either side of my head, his arms caging me between them. I tucked my wings, shrinking away from him.
I turned you from a scared fledgling into a beloved leader among her people. One small concession, and we will avoid all this. When you are the queen at my side, we will do incredible things, Astriel.
I paled, mouth suddenly dry, realizing what he was suggesting. I don't want that, I choked out.
Since when has that mattered? He loosed a wry laugh. You never wanted to become a member of the council, but you did. I made you into a god. Like I said, small concessions. This is just one more. Think of what we could accomplish together.